Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We're listening for your call here at 888-723-4630, so give us a call.
So going back to the Pierre Omidyar thing and the entrepreneurialism part of it.
Yes.
He knew, when he did that little site, okay, not knowing it was going to turn into eBay, okay, when he first did it, he did it out of an entrepreneurial spirit of, let's try this.
Right.
This could be fun. Let's see what happens here.
Yeah.
But like you said, he had always had it in his back of his mind that the customer-to-customer thing would work.
Right.
And so he was just kind of trying something. And that's one of my spiels to people who ask me for advice when they're just starting out. Is you have a unique opportunity being an online seller with the World Wide Web nowadays to try just about anything you want on the cheap. I mean, if you want a website, it's inexpensive. If you want to start an eBay store, it's inexpensive. You have an opportunity to take your ideas and try them, and if something doesn't work in your store, you try something else.
Yeah, and I think
it's never been so easy.
I said I was going to talk a little bit about, there's a point of that story when you talked about the, you know, oh, the business started charging him more for the server access.
Right.
And I'm reminded about of what many sellers do when they're faced with rising business costs, is they pull out their hair and scream and yell greed. And this is not, whether it's the post office or eBay or anyone else. If you're going to be in business, falling prices, falling costs of doing business is probably the biggest sign that currently the economy is in a really bad place. Business costs rise over time. That's just the nature of business. It's the nature of free market or capitalism. Prices don't stay the same forever. And I think his reaction was a smart one, because I think somebody without the vision or the idea or the calmness of mind or the rational mind would have said, what? I'm not upgrading this to business. That's not fair. It's not fair. Everyone's always talking about fair.
Fair. Mm-hmm.
And he would have, and that kind of person would have shut the thing down and said, well, it's just, I guess it's the server, the ISP has killed my business. And just put it away. No, he said, okay, think I'm going to have to charge for the service. And he did.
You know, our Liquid Compass people, right? Which we're going to another company, but I want to talk about Liquid Compass for a moment. I know exactly how many people listen to the show live, and depending on how much bandwidth we use, that's what I pay the next month for the bandwidth part of it. I'm always happy to see the bandwidth go up, because then when I go over and look at the amount of listeners, I know it was because we had more listeners. So there is a direct relationship to the extra money I'm paying and the show doing well.
Hmm.
Pierre Omidyar, the same thing happened to him when he had to go from the $30 to the $250. It was because he had more people that were coming onto that website. So you need to think of that too. That can happen. Some of your costs can rise because you have more activity.
Right.
So you always need to take that into consideration also in your business.
Right. I guess my point is, if you get into business, no matter where and at what level, be prepared for the challenges that come with that. And they will. There will be challenges. And be ready to face them aggressively, willingly, and use them as opportunities, as opposed to, oh, you've changed the rules. Oh, you've upped the prices. Oh, dear, you hate me. You're killing me. Because you can't survive in business with that attitude. You can't.
No. Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
Well, Griff, I'm going to give away something a little different here for the next prize. And I'll tell you about it when we come back after this. We're going to take a break shortly. Not, we've got a few more minutes, but we've got a caller I want to go to. I'm going to give away an eBay-branded item from the eBay shop.
Okay.
So on that particular one, if someone wins that, they do have to give me their address, of course.
Obviously.
Of course. So we'll be giving away something. I'm going to go look on the break and see what I'm going to choose out of the ebayshop.com.
Okay.
In the meantime, Nisha from Bogota, New Jersey, known on eBay as Picks by Nisha. Hey, Nisha. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Oh, thanks, guys. So I sold something, and I got an email from the buyer, and they were wondering if I could ship it to a different address, and
sure.
I was wondering what your advice would be on that.
Ship it to the other address. Your buyer just
okay.
asked you to do this. Why would you not ship
okay.
it to the address?
Okay, so if I have that in the email, if it gets lost or something, then...
Yeah, it's not going to get lost. It's all going to work out fine. Your buyer's going to
okay.
be very happy.
Okay, cool.
So do you know how to ship it to a different address?
Well, what I would do is I would just, I'm assuming I would change it in the shipping label section.
Right, when you get to the shipping labels part, you can edit all the address fields. So just change the address to the address the buyer has provided for you.
Okay.
That easy.
Yeah.
That's going to happen more around the season, too, by the way.
Oh, it is, yes.
The holiday season. Grandma's sending grandkids a whole box full of stuff. And
as grandmas are wont to do.
As grandmas and great-grandmothers are wont to do. Thank you so
All
much,
right.
Nisha. Nisha, what do you sell?
All right, thanks for your time.
What do you sell on eBay, Nisha?
I sell collectibles, handbags, purses, things like that. Hats, lots of hats.
Give her a look-see. Picks, P-I-C-K-S, by Nisha, N-I-S-H-A. Thank you, Nisha. We appreciate your call today.
Thanks, Nisha.
Okay.
Have yourself a very, very good one. And on line three, we have E-Betsy from Dallas, Texas. E-Betsy,
well, hello there.
What's your question or comment?
Well, I was just going to add a story to Griff's story about everyone sending in the pennies and dimes and all taped to the index cards.
Sure.
There's a very funny, you probably remember this, Griff, there's a very funny story in The Perfect Store by Adam Cohen, which is a history of eBay's early days.
Yes.
And he talks about the time the first venture capitalists came to tour the eBay office.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't a headquarters yet. It was just an office. And there were mailbags all around the edges of the room. And they said, well, what is in those? And they said, well, it's the checks and money orders and cash we haven't counted yet.
Right. Yeah. And you know what?
Everybody's,
it was true.
Everybody that goes after venture capitalists would love this to happen to them.
Yeah, they would.
Exactly. And the other story I love about eBay's early days, and I've always wanted to ask you, Griff, did you have to assemble your own desk when you finally got to eBay in person?
I did, but it wasn't quite my desk. What I had to do is put together the training room. Since what I did at eBay in the early days I spent half my time in San Jose and half my time back in Vermont, and I would fly out, and would train new employees on how to use eBay, how to answer customers, because everyone was doing it back then. But I had, in the original suite, there was one little room. I think you could fit six people, and I would hold training classes there with six big computer, CRTs, because we didn't have flat screens back then. Back in those days, we didn't have these flat screen things. We had those big tubes that made noise and hummed and heated up. And so that was my quote-unquote office once we set that up. But yeah, as we expanded in that building, it's a true story. That for the first year or two, until there was office management at eBay, and I know that up until that time, if you came to work for the company, you did get a cash. Sandra Gaeta would hand you about $75 cash and give you directions to the local Staples, or is it Office Max, in Campbell, and then you'd go and buy a desk and you'd get a screwdriver and put it together.
And why not?
That was very funny also. And that's what I call an enterprising company.
Yes, it's what I call enterprise. And the
and I highly recommend to anyone that's not read The Perfect Store that loves eBay to get the book and read it.
And she's saying The Perfect Store, S-T-O-R-E.
Perfect Store, yeah.
And, well, Betsy, thank you for calling in.
Of course. Good to hear your voices.
We appreciate that. Of course, Betsy is the everything on eBay Radio.
She's our everything.
She's our everything, and she moderates the chat board, so she's on the chat
board. No, you two are the everything on eBay Radio.
Well, I don't know about that.
We'll talk about it. Thank you. Bye, Betsy. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Forrest from Lakewood, Washington, known on eBay as Hulk Caller 1, our buddy. Hey, Forrest, what's your question or comment today?
Well, I got a global shipping program question.
Sure.
And what happened is the other day I sold something, and the guy wanted to know how much it was going to cost to ship it to Germany. And I said, well, I only ship global, so I can't tell you the cost of it. We went back and forth, and finally, I went on my site, and under the listing, it shows global, but it only shows certain countries, and Germany was not one of the ones listed.
Mm-hmm.
So I called customer service, and they said, there's no way to change that. You have to just ship it direct.
Hold on.
Which I've already done.
Well, hold on. We're going to get back to you right after this break, and we'll get to the rest of the story. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. And we'll take your call at 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 344.
How to deliver great customer service. Carolyn C.J. Jacinto, an eBay education specialist and certified business consultant, is known on eBay as top-rated seller XOXmas. She has this tip.
I make sure that enclosed in that package is a feeling of a gift when it opens, even if it's a simple wrapping it in a piece of tissue paper. And I enclose an invoice, which I have written a hand thank you on the bottom, and I let them know that I'm there for them through the whole transaction. So if there's any problem at all, they can feel free to give me a call or write me a message. I'm going to take care of them.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now, we want to listen to you.
give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by TerraPeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Now, don't go back. The future is now. 888-723-4630. We're on the line with Forrest, who has a question about global shipping. He had a package that was would be shipped to Germany, and he has a person, potential buyer from Germany, asking what the shipping is, and he said, "Well, no, it's in the global shipping program." But then you, at that point in the story, you said you noticed a list, and can you tell me what that list was, where it was? This is important.
It's underneath my title. It says, I'm looking here. Let me get it now.
Well, do you have the item number? We could look at it, too.
It says, the item number is, you can get down to it here and find it. They always hide that stupid number.
Well, it's very tiny when you do find it, so it's hard to read, at least
for
me.
Well, I don't know. It probably won't. Will it show up since it's sold?
You sold it.
I don't see it.
Yeah. So give us your can you give us your user ID?
Yeah, it's Hulkhauler 1.
So can you
HULKHAULER.
Okay, let's find it.
Oh, wait a minute.
So I'll go to your sold listings.
This is a record. This is my other site. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's Lakewood LAKE.
Hold on. LAKE
WOOD.
Yes.
Consignment. CONSIGNMENT.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to go to sold listings. Let me see if I got that. And see what you. All right. CF42. What's the title of the record?
It is 45 RPM, walk on by, and the auctioneer.
Walk on by. It sold for $4.99?
Yes.
Okay. So I would have to see this because, let me see what it says here for the shipping.
Well, you see under shipping, it says free economy shipping.
Right.
Okay, and then it says ships to the United States and many others, and then see details.
I got to open up the listing. Hold on. Okay, yeah. Ships to the United States. See details. Right. Okay. So here's the problem. Here's the problem. I believe this to be the case. You're going to need to go to the... If you were to relist this item, or if you have any other listings up, when you list the item... When it comes to the shipping section, for the international shipping section, there's an area that says, if you check the box for global shipping, there's another option underneath that which allows you to exclude countries from the global shipping program. And my suspicion is that you have a list there of excluded countries.
Okay.
So I can't get into your account to see that, but I would say find another listing that you have that's live in my eBay, the active view for selling, and then look for the action for revise. And when you bring that up, it's like you can revise the listing. Scroll down to the section for... add shipping details, and where it says international shipping and you've checked the box for global shipping program, there's a box, a menu under that that has flat, same cost to all buyers, calculated cost varies by buyer location, and the other option is no alternative shipping, international shipping. That needs to be checked. That's important. So that needs to be the one that you've selected. If you have if you have either two of the options selected, it'll ask you to, it takes a second, and the page will refresh, and then it'll say choose custom locations. when you do this, this works in conjunction with your excluded shipping locations. So make sure if you're wanting to only use the global shipping program that you are not specifying underneath where it says international shipping cost. And this is poorly worded. So I fully acknowledge and admit that the way this is set up is not intuitive. This is bad design. And I apologize on eBay's behalf. But if you just want your items to ship through the global shipping program, make sure that underneath that option on the drop-down menu, you have selected no alternative international shipping.
Does that make sense?
Okay. I'm add shipping details.
Now, there's one other thing. There's one other issue, and I would need to examine this because I don't know if it's the case. I don't know about this completely, but I heard internally that for some items that are low value, even if you've included them in the global shipping program, they're not included and you end up having to ship it yourself. I don't know if that's the case with this, but if you send me the item details, including the item number, to griff@ebay.com, I can have someone take a closer look and see exactly why this happened.
Okay, I looked at an active listing right now, and all that you were talking about, it says international shipping, you're shipping U.S.
Yes, we got to take a break now. I'm sorry that I'd love to extend this, but the clock is king, and I got to stop. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us at 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.